You're about to hear excerpts from WMTS's coverage of DragonCon 2010, brought to you by Drew Pickering and Landon Doan. For more information on the convention, visit DragonCon.org. Thanks, gang.
WMTS goes to DragonCon. In this five-part series, Landon and Drew will be sharing with you their adventures at this Labor Day's convention. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for their full coverage. We will recap the entire experience and let you hear our interviews with the cast of Aqua Teen Hunger Force and Futurama. This series can only be heard on Bumper to Bumper at 5 p.m. on WMTS 88.3. DragonCon is the largest multimedia popular culture convention focusing on science fiction and fantasy, gaming, comics, literature, art, music, and film in the entire world. Join us now as we recall our experience and brag about all the cool convention events we attended. Here are your hosts, Landon Doan and Drew Pickering.
What's up, Murfreesboro? This is Drew Pickering.
And I'd be Landon Doan. Welcome to WMTS's coverage of DragonCon 2010.
All right, so first we kind of wanted to explain exactly what DragonCon is and how we went about getting approved for that. And Landon and I were hanging out this past summer, and suddenly he pitches in the middle of some random conversation that had nothing to do with DragonCon. Hey man, have you ever been to DragonCon? Ever heard about it? And I guess it was way too sheltered living back in Memphis. I had no idea what it was. And he went on to explain it. You kind of want to tell him what you told me, basically?
Yeah, absolutely. DragonCon is a convention meeting over Labor Day weekend every year in downtown Atlanta, spread out to now, I think, five hotels now. But there, it emphasizes, you know, science fiction, fantasy, gaming, costuming, literature, movies, TV shows. I mean, it's really just a cornucopia, I guess you would say, for everything nerd. And and it's known for panels. It brings in stuff like, you know, the cast of Firefly, Battlestar Galactica, Futurama. Movie stars come in every now and then. And it's also known for its nightlife, where you can go to a party that ends right around at the time the sun comes up, so you can get a quick 15-minute power nap to go stand in line for a panel from two Klingons from Star Trek. It's really a, what I call it, a nerd Mardi Gras.
Yeah, which I didn't really believe that at first. I thought it was just like a fun exaggeration, but no, the nightlife there is surprisingly good. It's actually really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably some of the best, you know, partying, just a little fun late night events that I've been to in, you know, years. It was amazing.
Hello, this is Master Shake from the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Telling you, you're listening to WMTS 88.3. Now turn your radio up very loud. I want to tell you a secret. You're a sucker!
And one of the funniest things, like every time I tell this to people, they just kind of look at me like, what were you guys doing the whole weekend? But there were big guys in lab coats walking around. And
let me tell you, there's nothing scarier than a big giant guy in a lab coat walking around saying, are you ready for your injection?
Yeah, and this guy had this plate full of syringes with different mixed shots, and who knows what was actually in them. It ended up tasting pretty good. It was a nice little shot.
Yeah, it was.
But anyway, he walks up to us, and what did he say? He was like, lean back and open your mouth.
Yep.
At which point, I looked at Landon, and I was like, well, Landon first. Because I have no idea what is going on.
I really appreciate you throwing me under the bus there, buddy. Thanks, I appreciate it.
We're very professional. We, you know, treat our partners well here at College Radio. So we got the shots from the mad scientist guy, and then we just kind of checked out the party, and there were these two guys playing pool there, and we were just, you know, tossing back beers with them, just hanging out, laughing with them about random jokes and whatever, and eventually we picked up that it was Richard Hatch, who was Apollo from Battlestar Galactica, and Daniel Logan from Attack of the Clones. He was a Boba Fett. And it just kind of took me way off guard just hanging out there at this party. Hey, wow, there's just randomly famous people all over the place at this convention.
Just chilling.
Yeah, just completely normal. It was
having a beer with us normies playing pool.
And there was somebody who noticed one of our shirts.
Yes. I was wearing my WMTS businessman Cthulhu, as we call him. I was wearing that shirt, and a member of the press walked up to me and said, "Wow, I really like your shirt. That's the first Cthulhu sighting I've seen all of DragonCon. So head on over to WMTS.org to order your own very own businessman Cthulhu WMTS shirt. They're famous now as seen by us at DragonCon."
You're listening to WMTS 88.3 FM, Earth.
And we went and walked the convention floor for the first time that weekend. And like I said, I'm no rookie to DragonCon. This ain't my first rodeo. But Drew, this was your first one. What was it like walking on the floor seeing this madhouse?
Well, after, you know, seeing the Hatter upstairs, it was just kind of like going through the freaking rabbit hole. It was crazy. I did not expect that at all. Within the couple hours of, you know, us going to the party and being on the phone, and then coming back down, the convention really kicked off. There were way more people, mm-hmm. tons of costumes, tons of great references from video games, movies, TV shows, things that, you know, I've never seen in real life, just, you know, in random funny internet pictures and stuff like that. But it was everywhere.
There was a dude walking around as a xenomorph from the Aliens.
Yeah, exactly. There's any kind of reference you could imagine. There was a costume, a majorly legit perfect costume that just embodied that perfectly.
And when we say costumes, we're not talking about go down to Party City and spend $24.95 on something. We're talking about people who spend
homemade
spend a year making these things, sometime even more. But I mean, just do a Google search DragonCon costumes and you'll see what we mean.
I kind of got a taste of like how that comes about too, because I would just hear people being like, "Oh man, that's a really good idea. I need to work on this for next year."
Yep,
and I guess that's how it happens.
Yeah, people
you
are
see
already
something and you work on it all year. And I just had no idea that it was that intense. You know, I didn't know people were that into it, I guess.
Oh yeah, absolutely. People plan these costumes sometimes a year or multiple years in advance, depending on how intricate the costume is.
Yeah, we'll bring up the best of what we saw in different costumes, because people put in so much time into these costumes. Like you said, they're just intricate. I mean, they deserve attention. So we'll bring up the best of what we saw.
This has been a presentation of Bumper to Bumper, brought to you by Brandon Dome and Drew Pickering. For more information on the convention, visit dragoncon.org. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. from September 21st through October 19th. If you missed any part of the series and wish to catch up, the broadcasts will be uploaded at wmts.org. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy the rest of today's Bumper to Bumper show. The DragonCon adventure continues next week at 5 p.m. only on WMTS 88.3 FM, Student Run Radio. Guess what, homie? You're-